This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Karunya Rao and I welcome you all to a brand new edition of Hot Stocks podcast, where we caught up with Nandish Shah, Senior Derivative and Technical Analyst at HDFC Securities. Nifty surged 1.6% on the first session of the new year to close at 17,626 levels on 3rd January. Intermediate trend turned bullish as Nifty has broken out from the downward sloping trend line, adjoining the highs of 19th October and 15th November 2021. Last week, Nifty surpassed the crucial resistances of 50 and 100-day EMA. Which gives further evidence of an uptrend. Short-term indicators and oscillators like DMI, RSI and MFI have been showing strength in the uptrend of Nifty. In the index futures segment, FIIs have been creating fresh longs where their net long to short ratio is above 2. In other words, of their total positions in the index futures, 70% is on long side while 30% is on short side. In the option segment, we have seen aggressive put writing at 17,200 to 17,300 levels. This level also coincides with the 20-day EMA, which is currently placed at 17,237 levels. Therefore, we believe that short-term trend will remain bullish till Nifty is trading above 17,200 levels. The next upside target for Nifty is seen around 17,805, followed by 18,000 levels. Longs should be protected with trailing stop loss of 17,200 on the Nifty 50. Here are three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. First up is a buy call on Ramco Industries with a target of 295 and stop loss at 253. The stock price has broken out on the daily chart with higher volumes where it closed at the highest level since 17th November 2021. Short-term trend of the stock is positive where it is trading above its all-important short-term moving averages. Daily RSI and MFI have shown trendline breakout, which is a bullish development for short-term. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI, while ADX line has started sloping upward, indicating that the stock is likely to gather momentum in the coming days. The second buy call is Suprajit Engineering with a target of 490 and stop loss at 430. The stock price has broken out from the downward sloping trend line adjoining the highs of November 16 and December 29. The primary trend of the stock remains positive as it is trading above its 100 and 200-day EMA. Oscillators like RSI and MFI are showing strength in the stock. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI, while ADX line has started sloping upwards, indicating that the stock is likely to gather momentum in the coming days. The third and final buy call is Ingersoll Rand with a target of 1400, stop loss at 1150. The stock price has broken out from the downward sloping trend line, adjoining the highs of November 17th and December 8th. The stock price is forming bullish higher top, higher bottom formation on the weekly charts. Primary trend of the stock remains positive as it is trading above its important moving averages. Oscillators like RSI and MFI are placed above 60 and rising upwards, indicating strength in the current uptrend. Now remember, these stock picks are not intraday ideas but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. That's all for today. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more news, updates and investment ideas. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.